remind everyone to give tzedakah. Tzedakah is muscle from Het Chachayim, from the opposite of life. We need that Hatzalah more than ever before. Let us increase now Tzedakah and Tzedakah, tzedakah. Maybe should bring us the Geula Shlema from Allah Tzedakah. This is the time that we stand and we demand from the Eivishter Ad Masai. All Sfarim tell us that a Yid has a right not only to daven to Hashem, not only to scream out to Hashem, but to demand. The halacha is that a sacher, an employee, needs to be paid. Beyond the sacher needs to be paid on time. One is not allowed to delay the payment for an employee. But the halacha is that the law of loisalin is only applies when the sacher is teveya, when he demands for payment. If he didn't ask for payment, there isn't a violation of the prohibition of loisalin of delaying payment. The Eibishter is obligated to pay us, but we need to be teveya, we need to demand. This is something that is written in many, many sfarim, starting from the Medrash, Shidei Lekeh, the Sefer Rekeh, Bodana Besesef, that there was a plague in the time of David HaMelech, and thousands of people died because they were not Toiveya. They did not demand Bini Beis HaMikdash, and Yidden will be redeemed. Kesha Yidru Shlashtam, and they will ask for all three things. They will ask for Bini Beis HaMikdash, they will ask for Malchus Beis David, they will ask for the Geula. We need to ask and demand, Ad Masai, enough is enough. The word Ad Masai is an expression of the Pasuk in Tehillim. In Tanakh, many times, Ad Masai Le Terachem as Ar Yehuda, till when will you not have mercy on Klal Yisrael? This expression is used in Tiknis Chatzos a number of times. And as we say in Tehillim, and we say this in Slichus, and in many Tehillim, Elikim Al Domi Lach Al Techraj Val Tishkeit Keil. We ask Hashem, we tell Hashem, Al Domi Lach, do not be silent. Do not be quiet. This is the sheer. And this request and demand is not something which is a conflict with Emunah. On the contrary, this is, comes from a place of Emunah. It is only a maimon, a believer, that can make such demands and ask such kind of questions. A person who doesn't believe in the system, then if there's nothing what to ask for, you're living in a jungle. Avram Avinu, who was a Reish Lamaminim, who was the chief believer, the head of all believers, he is the one that asked Hashem, Chalil Allah Ma'asoyit Kadav Razeh, Laham Is Sadikim Rasha, Shekit Kalaharis Layasha Mishpat, will the judge of the entire world not do judgment? And this is not a weakness of Avraham Avinu's Amunah. This, on the contrary, this brings out his Amunah. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, how come Tzadik? Do we see a Tzadik Virale? Rosh HaVetayla. Yirmiyahu Anavi asked, Madua Derech Rishoyim Tlecha. Why do we see the wicked are successful? Gedolei Yisrael and all generations ask this question, and the Rebbe encouraged us very much to say, Dafka, we want Mashiach now. Want an indication of something that we need, that it's desperate. Like children say, we want butter, we want this, we want that. It is not something that just a lashon of the rutzen that we like to have. This is something that we require, that we need, and we demand it b'chol atoikas. And any explanation and any justification, of course, the Eivishter is beyond our understanding. And we don't understand why he's doing what he's doing. And that's not a question why we don't understand. We're not meant to understand. The Eivishter is b'ein aroich, way beyond our level of understanding. Us, just like a simple person, cannot understand a sophisticated person. How much more so a Nivra, created being, can't understand a Bura. But our demand is that the Eivishter could do whatever he wants to do, whatever reason he has, he could do in the way that we should understand that it should be. He can make an operation in such a way that it shouldn't cause any pain and everything should be b'toyva. Like someone once came to the Friedrich Rebbe at the time of the war, after the war, and of the Holocaust, and he started giving explanations, and the Friedrich Rebbe silenced him and told him, we don't have to justify Hashem. It is not our job to justify Hashem. Our job is to ask and demand and say, no, enough is enough. We are davening for Hashem, the chol atoikis. The only thing that we're not allowed to do is dchikas hakeitz, pushing Mashiach through doing activities, not through tefillah, not through tviyah, not through bakasha, Kabbalistic maneuvers. But if we're going to the Chassam Sofer says that we should davening and demanding, that's part of our avodah. Chafetz Chaim writes this as well. It was supposed to be teveh the geula. We are now teveh. We're demanding. We want geula mitzvah shlema. Ad Matzai, this was the shir enough of all these tzaddis. So is the case to Chosa the Senu. There should be an end of all these tzaddis. We should see Geula the Pearl. We should see Hakitsu Veran, Sheikh Nayafer, all those people that we've lost over these days, and throughout Gullah should wake up the Rano they should sing. We should be able to say to Hashem, Oika Hashem, Kiran Aftabi, we thank you for everything that we went through. And even when we're going to say that, we're going to say, Oitcha, this is a Haidah, this is not something that we will understand. This is something that is Oitcha, Haidah, Bittul, beyond our understanding, but we'll accept it. But that will only be when Yashoyim Apchos Nachmeni, when your anger will disappear, it will give us comfort. Eber, should we want the only Nechama? The only Nechama is Gula Mikzah Shlema. We're going to march forth, we will do the Tanuah of Simcha, but we're not going to give up on our demands. We are employees, we were told by the Torah that this is what we're supposed to be doing, and this is what we're going to do, and we're looking forward to have a Chodesh of Nisan, Nisei, Nisei, Natuloi. The Gemara says, even if you see Nisan in a dream, that indicates that a person, whoever sees such a dream, will have Nisei, Nisei, miracles upon miracles. Or miracles that are even miraculous compared to the previous miracles. How much more so if we're not only dreaming Nisan, we're living Nisan, we are in Nisan, we're already 4 days in Nisan, certainly we will have Nisan, Nisan, Nasalai, the greatest Ness of all times, a Refuah and a Geula, the Toyo, Mamish, Lakabul, Knei, Mashiach, Tukainu, the Nisan, Nigul, the Nisan, Asidu, Nigel. We at this stage give a Nichem, Avelim, Kali. On behalf of everyone, to all those that are now sitting and mourning those who passed away, the only Nechama could come from Hamokar, Menachem, Eshem, the Soyuz, Shara, Veli, Tzim, and Shalom. The only Nechama could come from Hashem himself that knows what you're going through. We can't even give a Nechama. True Nechama could only come from Hashem, together with Veli, Tzim, the whole entire Klal Yisrael that is mourning with you. It's not in the mourning of a Yachid. And the Nechama will be like Avele Tzim Rishalayim, the only Nechama will be, although we know that the Neshama is still there and the Beis HaMikdash Beruchnis is still there, but it will be B'Toyo Mamish, B'Gashmias. Everybody is with you and the Eibush will give you the Nechama and the Nechama for Klal Yisrael. And for those that are now in a massive, that they need our Tzilos and they need Rachmei Shemayim, we are together with the entire Klal Yisrael davening to you should have it a full Shlema Kreira from Ani Hashem Reif Echa Kol HaMachla Shesamti anywhere else Lo Yosim Elecha Ki Ani Hashem Reif Echa, cure from Hashem himself, a cure not in the way of Iyar Rosh HaTevet Ani Hashem Reif Echa, which means that there's something wrong, and then we have it a cure in the way of Nisan. May that Refuah and Geula happen now, Mitzech Simcha V'Tuv Le'Vav, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David now.